Everything all right, Doctor?
Yes, everything's fine. I just thought that maybe we should have a little bit of a chat.
What about?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, it's about our travels.
Right.
Now, it's not without a certain degree of truth that occasionally we do get into a little bit of trouble.
Haven't noticed.
And sometimes the cads that we encounter do try and use us against one another.
Doctor, I wouldn't betray you. I won't ever.
Oh, I know you do. I know that. And neither would I you. But I think just in case, maybe we should have a little bit of an arrangement.
Citizens of London, your attention. This is your leader. For many years now, ours has been a blissful and happy land, but at the heart of any paradise there is a serpent. And now we know who the serpent is. He calls himself the Doctor. If anyone knows the Doctor, if anyone can find him, then they are to report him to the police immediately. Full descriptions have been issued to all personal mail inlets. Anyone providing vital information will be rewarded well. Remember, unity is strength.
Is it, by George?
Are you sure about this, Doctor?
More than sure. Eager. Oh, quick! Police droids! Quick, split now!
Is everything all right, miss?
Oh, yeah. Fine, mate. Just wondering what this Doctor's done.
Threatens the glory of the Republic.
The Git.
And to save the rest.
Better get looking for him then, shouldn't I?
You seem eager.
You have no idea, Sunshine.
Simpleton, of course not. But he has been a thorn in my side for many years. Long before I came to this planet.
I see. No, I do not see.
All you need to know, Billion, is that I have endeavored to bring peace to the galaxy. And every time he has been there to stop me. Believing that species should be left to the whims and chaotic caprices of chance. And I will not allow it. Now, has the Doctor's image and descriptions been distributed?
Yes, leader.
Good. But wait, there's more. There's a new assistant. CCTV scan has labelled her as Sam. Description, 5'6" tall. Blonde cropped hair. Feed the data into the transmission, now.
What the? Stop! Hold it! Stop right there!
What is it? Don't tell me. That bra-burning charge came up, didn't it?
Hardly. According to this, you are an enemy of the Republic.
Well, who would have thought it, eh?
You are Sam.
Yep, that's me.
You are a friend of the Doctor's.
Through and through.
And you seek to destroy my glorious Republic.
Ping! Give that man a goldfish.
A spirited wench, but too small and insignificant to be a danger.
Give me 3 seconds and I'll show you how much danger I can be.
An entertaining notion, but no. However, You can tell me where the doctor is.
No.
Tell me.
No.
Tell me now, child, or I will remove your vital organs with your eyes permanently open.
Try it.
Calling the leader. Calling the leader. This is the doctor speaking. Is there anybody there?
Doctor.
Oh, there you are. You've met Sam, I see. Ask her to make you some cake. She's terribly good at that.
And if you want her to remain that way, Doctor, I suggest you present yourself to me.
How about no? How are you, Sam?
I've been better. You?
Oh, you know, same old usual arrangement, that sort of thing.
Surrender yourself, Doctor, or she will die.
Nah, you can have her. I've got what I want. See ya.
The bastard.
I can't let him escape.
Too right. I can take you to him. The TARDIS has limited operational status. It'll be at least 30 minutes before you can leave.
A plea for your life?
If you like.
Very well. We shall go together. Minion, have a squad in the immediate area.
Yes, Vader.
Take me to the doctor.
There we are. The TARDIS.
As ridiculous as I remember it to be, we are just in time. Doctor! Come out. Come out now or the girl will die.
So much for the plea bargain.
Ah, leader, it's nice to see you again.
Old friend, is he?
Sort of. Still, I didn't expect to see you, Sam.
Yeah, for selling me out, you bastard. How could you?
You see, Doctor, I seem to have a rather useful ally.
Oh, woe is me. Cry for shame and alack the days and stuff like that.
What is the matter with you, girl?
I'm sorry. You never told me about that.
I couldn't help it.
What?
Oh. Bravo, Sam. Bravo.
I did all right.
Spot on, dearie, as always.
Oh, I see. Very good. Lead me here to a trap. But you are trapped here, Doctor. A squad of my best men. What? No!
Leader of the Republic. Under Section 15, Subsection 3 of the Shadow Proclamation, blah, 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 for temporal invasion of established events, the temporal powers are empowered to place you under arrest for the intervention of a Level 5 civilization, with introduction of technologies and concepts and advanced temporal continuity, that sort of thing. Basically, old son, you're being nicked for screwing with temporal events.
No, Doctor, please, you're freelance. Help me, please.
You've been messing with my favourite planet. I take that a bit personally. All right, Charlie, take her up!
No, you can't. No.
There. Temple powers have him. Trial, prison, and good riddance to him. Short and sweet adventure. I love him. Right, come on, Sam. Let's go. Sam? What's the matter?
Doctor, don't ask me to do that again.
But that's our arrangement, Sam. If you get captured, you lead the bad guys to me.
But he could have killed you.
Ah, but he didn't.
Pot luck. Doctor, you can't keep on taking all that danger on. It's not fair and it's not safe. I don't know whether you're looking after me or doing it for any other reason, but I can't be dealing with it.
I see.
We need a new arrangement. Bad guys turn up, and we deal with them. Together.
But that was the arrangement before.
Damn straight.
All right. You win. But on occasions, and I mean on really bad news occasions, apocalypse occasions, that sort of thing when the gas bill comes, I reserve the right to use the current arrangement.
In that unlikely event? Okay.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Still friends?
Give us a cuddle.
I'll take that as a yes. Come on. Fancy a brew.
Ooh.